to me a little bit about your background, your FFA background, being involved, and some of the things that you took part in as a member in high school.
I joined FFA in the seventh grade. My dad was an ag teacher, so he quickly got me involved with conventions and conferences. And I'll never forget the first national officer I met was actually before I was an FFA member, and that's what got me interested in being a national officer, because of his compassion and his care for people. But throughout my FFA career, I ran for different offices, was in part of different competitions. In Alabama, we have a string band competition. I'm a banjo player, so we would play a convention every year and come to the national convention and play. And then throughout my FFA career, it just became very clear to me that I wanted to run for national officer, and everything built up to this moment, it feels like, and I'm so excited and just ready to go try to help people this year.
What's it like to have a dad as an ag teacher helping you and guiding you and helping you into this path to becoming a national officer and excelling so much in FFA and personally and professionally as well?
My dad, he's a great man, and that's the key ingredient to being a good ag teacher, is to have character, have a work ethic, and have a true care for people, for students, and that's what he embodies. And I can honestly say every decision that he made, every action that he took throughout my FFA career, was his motivation, was his genuine care for me, not only me but the other students. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him right now. I can honestly say that, and I have a lot of people to thank, but I sure do have to thank my dad, my ag teacher.
Your SAE project in high school, what was it? What were you focused on there?
Well, I grew up on a small cattle, Black Angus cattle farm. Did a lot of different things. My dad and my brother are kind of entrepreneurs, so they always had a new idea every day. So we have raised goats and sheep and llamas and ferns. But the most recent thing that was pretty successful was our okra operation. And we started that about three summers ago, my brothers and my uncle and my dad and my mom and I. And so basically right now that would be my main focus in my SAE, would be my small vegetable farm.
Take me through your thought process today. I know you guys are standing in a section. You first one called, what were you thinking? And was it relief once your name was called?
I can honestly say There's a scripture in the Bible that says it's the peace that passes all understanding. And just throughout the whole session, it was very tempting to be extremely nervous and stressed, but I couldn't help just to sit back and be relieved within that security and that assurance. And when my name was called out, it was like a water fountain that exploded within myself, and I ran. I think it took me four hops to get to the stage, and then I jumped around and jumped up, and that was one of the coolest feelings of accomplishment that I've ever felt in my life, and I'm just overwhelmed and overjoyed right now.
What are your goals for the next year? What are things that you would like to do as an officer and in the Southern region, and as you travel around talking to other FFA members?
I love to go back to our FFA mission statement, and that says that FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students. There's so much hurt and pain and confusion and anger within our world, and students need someone to look to that's real and that has something that's real. And throughout this next year, I'm gonna find those people. I'm gonna present with them compassion and love and true devotion to them. And I know if I do that and let my light shine, I will make a difference, and I hope that I'll help people.
What are you doing now? Where are you going to school? What's your major?
I'm a junior at Auburn University in Alabama. As far as what I do, like I said, I'm a banjo player, and my family has a bluegrass band, a bluegrass gospel band, and we play about every weekend somewhere, just recorded a new CD. But I'm also a licensed minister, so I speak a lot, probably at least two or three times a month at different places. I just love to live life, and I love people, and I would hope to think that everything that I do, there's a motivation of trying to help that person, and that's why I do it.
Congratulations. Best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you a year from now.
Well, I look forward to that as well. It's going to be one ride, I can tell you.